Caroline nodded. She'd driven out to the accident site, seen the hole torn in the guardrail, the scarred piece of earth where the truck had fallen.
"I always had a feeling,"
Al said, glancing at his hands. He was letting his beard grow in. It stubbled his face.
"Like this was bound to happen one day or another. And now it has."
"I didn't know that," Caroline said. "You never said you were scared."
"Not scared," Al said. "I just had a feeling. It's different."
"Still, you never said anything." He shrugged.
"Wouldn't have made any difference. It was just a feeling, Caroline."
She nodded. Another few yards and Al would have died, the officers had said more than once. All week she'd kept herself from imagining what hadn't happened. But the truth was, she could be a widow, facing the rest of her life alone.
"Maybe you should retire," she said slowly.
"I went down to the lawyer, Al. I'd already made the appointment, and I kept it. It's a lot of money that David Henry left for Phoebe."
"Well, it's not mine," Al said. "Even if it's $1 million, it's not mine."
She remembered then how he'd responded when Doro had given them the house, this same reluctance to accept anything he hadn't earned with his own hands.
"That's true," she said. "The money is for Phoebe, but you and I, we raised her. If she's taken care of financially, we can worry less. We can have more freedom. Al, we've worked hard. Maybe it's time for us to retire."
"What do you mean?" he asked.
"You want Phoebe to move?"
"No, I don't want that at all. But Phoebe wants it. She and Robert are downstairs now." Caroline smiled a little, remembering the sheaf of roses she'd left lying on the counter by the pile of half-peeled carrots. "They went to the grocery store together, on the bus. They bought me flowers because it's Saturday."
"So I don't know, Al. Who am I to say? Maybe they will be okay, more or less, together."
He nodded, thinking, and she was struck by how tired he looked, how fragile all their lives were in the end. All these years, she had tried to imagine every possibility to keep everyone safe. And yet here was Al, grown a little older, with a broken leg, an outcome that had never crossed her mind.
"I'll make a pot roast tomorrow," she said, naming his favorite meal. "Will pizza be okay tonight?"
"Pizza's fine," Al said.
"Get it from that place on Braddock, though."
She touched his shoulder and started down the stairs to make the call. On the landing, she paused, listening to Robert and Phoebe in the kitchen, their low voices punctuated by a burst of laughter. The world was a vast and unpredictable and sometimes frightening place. But right now, her daughter was in the kitchen laughing with her boyfriend, and her husband dozed with a book in his lap, and she didn't have to cook dinner. She took a deep breath. The air held the distant scent of roses, a clean scent, fresh as snow.